That's the sound of the engine behind a massive 10,000-pound truck covered from bumper to bumper in a protective coating.
So we stretched it. We added the whole second row of seats.
Travis Cruz is a graduate of the meteorology program at Virginia Tech and is trying to get his storm-chasing business up and running. He affectionately calls his chasing vehicle the Storm Cruiser.
But they reinforced the frame of it, and it's just as strong as it would be if it was stocked straight from the factory.
Cruz is passionate about storm chasing, a drive that was born during a field experience Tech offers each spring. He says the advent of smartphones means it's harder to make money from the practice. Anyone can now capture video of a severe storm to give to television stations for free. That's not stopping him, though, as his latest goal is to share his passion with others.
So we'll take tour clients from all over the world out there for either a week or 10 days straight. We want to have tour people come out there with us. They see all of our footage and everything, but they don't get the real experience of the storms. Photography has gotten good recently, but I don't think it's ever going to get lifelike. But it's just there's nothing like experiencing it.
It's a risky business, for sure, which is why chasing is frowned upon by officials at the National Weather Service.
One thing we do want to do, obviously, in our mission is to save lives and protect property, is we do discourage the pursuit of dangerous storms.
Phil Heisel with the NWS office in Blacksburg says that chasers can help provide real-time data as long as it's done safely.
For example, we can issue a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County, Virginia, and some people in the Blacksburg area may take shelter. But if we can provide supplemental information to that report and say there is storm damage, there is a roof taken off a home, and this storm is approaching Blacksburg, that real-time information really motivates people to take the appropriate shelter.
Heisel says storm chasing in Virginia is incredibly difficult due to mountainous terrain and storms that produce more precipitation than those out in the Great Plains. Both factors cut down on the visibility of storm features, like wall clouds and ultimately tornadoes. That doesn't stop people like Chris White, though, who I tagged along with one June afternoon.
There is a lot of weather, severe weather, that happens here in Virginia that most people don't pay any attention to. There's a lot of factors. Obviously, the moisture sources here are the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic, so that kind of gives you a double barrel as to where the moisture would come from for the storms.
White says he got into chasing because his son developed a passion for it while studying at the University of Oklahoma, a school with one of the largest meteorology programs in the country. White's first chasing experience was in the plains with his son, and he was hooked. He says he chases here in Virginia because, well, he lives here, but he's long been fascinated with thunderstorms. Now he regularly serves as an advisor on Virginia Tech's annual storm chasing trip.
Some people, I think, are just fascinated by watching the sheer power of the storms. And then there are other people that really want to get into the science part. For instance, you mentioned the Virginia Tech crew. When we go out there to the plains with them, that's actually a field course. And the meteorology students that go out there actually take what they learn in the classroom and apply it in the field.
On this particular day, we drove for hours before we were finally rewarded with an incredible view of the only severe thunderstorm in the entire state just before sunset. White hopes to bring the local and regional chaser community together later this year by organizing the first ever Mid-Atlantic ChaserCon. It's currently scheduled for October 27th at the Science Museum of Virginia in Richmond. Reporting from Bedford County, I'm Nick Gilmore.